We're in the halachas of Nesias Kapayim. We're up to Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sif Tes. We'll be doing Sifim Tes and Yud. Kesha Okrim HaKohanim Raglehem. When the Kohanim start going up, Lalos Teduchim, and the Ramah corrects this, we'll get right back to that. Omrim Yirot Solnu Fonecha Hashem Elokeinu Shete Bracha Zoshet Zivisonu Levarach Hasamcha Yisrael Bracha Shalema V'lo Yeba Michshol V'ovo Me'atov Yad Olam. So the Kohanim are supposed to say this Yiratzon according to the Mechaber as they are going up to the Duchen. Whereas the Ramah says, Rashi Tosis, V'ran Kosvud lo yomer osu ad omdu l'fnei ateva. Whereas Rashi Tosis and the Ran say that it should not be said until they're actually standing on the Duchen. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is actually the minag. In fact, the minag is not to say until after modin. And the Mechaber himself says, "Umarichin b'tfilazo at sheyichlo amen shel hodah mipi atzibur," that they continue with this tefillah to end until the tzibur finishes saying amen anatov shimcha l'chano elahodos. The Mishnah Berurah learns that what it means is not until the Amen of the Tzibur finishes, but until the Tzibur is about to say Amen. What they're supposed to do is finish the Tefillah with Hatov Shimcha L'chon El Ha'odos, so that the Amen of the Tzibur should go on this as well. Also, the Kohanim, according to this, should also answer Amen on the Hatov Shimcha. The Levush disagrees and holds that they should continue saying it as the Tzibur answers Amen, and they should actually conclude it just before they start saying Birkas Kohanim. So once again, according to the Mechaber, they're supposed to start saying it on their way up. According to the Ramah, they don't say it till they're already up, and the Mishnah Berurah says the Minag is actually after Modim. And they're supposed to conclude it with Hatov Shimcha, with the Bracha, so that the Tzibur's Amen will go back on this. And according to the Levush, they should continue on as the Tzibur's answering Amen. Sif Yud, Omdim Beduchan Pneihem Klape Ahechol, Vachoreim Klape Ha'om. When they stand at the Duchan meaning a stage, the Duchan meaning generally the platform where the Aron Kodesh is, when they stand there, so their faces should be klape ahechol. When they first go up, they're supposed to be facing the Aron Kodesh. Vachareim klape ha'am, and their backs turn towards the tzibur. Ve'etzpa'oseim kfufim l'toch kapeim, and their fingers bent into the hand. Now, the ikar of this is not that their fingers are supposed to be bent inwards. The ikar of this is that there's no need yet for Nesias Kapayim. They don't have to stretch out their hands, their fingers. That means that their fingers are allowed to be inside. They are not yet necessarily stretched out. Ad sheshatz mesayim modim. Until the Shliach Tzibur finishes modim, meaning the entire bracha, until Hatov Shimcha, va'oz, and at that point, Imein Shnayim, if there are two of them, Korei Lahem HaShliach Tzibur Kohanim. So the Shliach Tzibur calls out to them Kohanim, and that's when they're about to start their bracha. Now, the Ramah writes here, Hagav Lo Yomer Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. The Ramah says that they should not say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Barcheinu. The Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Barcheinu is only said in place of Birkas Kohanim, when you don't have Kohanim, or at a time that there is no Duchenim. But when you're going to Duchen, this sheet in the Ramah holds that you don't say Elokeinu like Avosenu. V'yesh omrim sha'omrim also balachash ad milas Kohanim. And the second opinion says that the Shatz does say it, not out loud, but he says it lower until he gets to the word Kohanim, and then he says Kohanim out loud. V'oz yomer b'kol ram v'chozer v'omer am kadoshecha ka'omur balachash. And then he says, Am kadoshecha ka'omur balachash, not out loud. So that according to the second opinion, the Shliach Tzibur says, L'kenu v'kei avosenu, t'lit barcheinu barachim shalaz baratarach so'im noshardecha. And then when he gets to the word Kohanim, he says Kohanim out loud for the Kohanim to start, and says, Am kadoshecha ka'omur balachash then. So according to the Mechaber, he just says Kohanim. The Ramah's first opinion is that he should also just say Kohanim. And the second opinion is that he's supposed to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Now, As far as why the Chazan is allowed to say Kohanim according to the Mechaber, that is because since Nesias Kapayim is part of the Shema, is part of the Nusach HaTfilah, the Tfilah includes Nesias Kapayim, therefore the word Kohanim also does and is not considered a Hefsik. Whereas the ones who say Elokeinu Melekeinu Avoseinu, so there really is in a Nusach of, it really is in a Nusach of Tfilah. Further, Hagah, oh, we just did that. Umachzirin Pneim Klapayom. The Mechaber now says that they turn their faces back to the Tzibur. V'imuechad eino korolo, if it's only one, then you don't say Kohanim, Elohu me'atzma machzir panav. Now, in terms of the Machzirin Pneim Klapayom, as far as that goes, Lamaisa, we are going to see exactly when they're supposed to turn around. But first, let's do this halacha. If it's only one, so you don't call him, but he himself is supposed to start saying the bracha. Now, it really depends, because if in the case where they're saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, it's in the Nusach HaTfilah anyway, you don't lose anything by it. Whereas if you're just saying Kohanim, you certainly don't call out if there's if you don't have more than one Kohen. The Mishnah Brura mentions that if you have two Kohanim that hate each other, they are allowed to both go up to Duchin, whereas a Kohen that is disliked by the Kehillah, or he himself is a sonar to the Kol, it says that it is Mesukin, it is a Sakona for him to do Nesias Kapayim. In fact, the Bracha says, L'varech es amo Yisrael bi'ahava, the bracha is to be said biyava dafka, so that if there is a sone, that's a sakana, and he shouldn't be doing it. Now, if in the case where you have two kohanim, but one of them is a katan, the father and son say, and one of them is a katan, there also you don't call kohanim. But once again, in a place where they say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, there's no problem saying kohanim, no matter what. So lemaisa, there are the two minhagim. The minhag of Svard, those who davenus of Svard, is they say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, and what's known as Nusach Ashkenaz, they do not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, but they just say Kohanim. In fact, we'll see later that it is not the Shliach Tzibur that says Kohanim, although the Mechaber is said to, but actually somebody else does say Kohanim. Now the halacha is that the Nesias Kapayim is supposed to be panim keneged panim, that they are facing the kol. In a case where you have a shul where the Aron Kodesh is on the side, it was impractical to have the Aron Kodesh at the front of the shul, so the Aron Kodesh is at the side, meaning everybody faces a direction different than the Aron Kodesh, something the Mishnah Berurah discussed back in the beginning in Hilchas Tefillah. The question is, where did the Kohanim stand? The Magen Avraham says that what they're supposed to do is stand in front of the Aron Kodesh and face the Tzibur sideways, even though the Shliach Tzibur is going to be in the front, not on the side. Whereas the Pri Chodesh says that they're always supposed to stand in Mizrach, meaning the direction in which the Shliach Tzibur is facing, and face the Tzibur over there.